Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. Once again, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be one of us who's super excited about his Oregon State Beavers making it to the Elite Eight of the March Madness Tournament. Absolutely crazy, absolutely nuts, but you know what? That's why they play the games, people. And obviously, the NBA with the trade deadline, we're going to get into that. It looks like the Brooklyn Nets have decided, hey, we're going to try to form a super team here. I don't know if you like that. I hate it, but we'll get into that a little bit, Mike. Obviously, we'll talk some baseball. We'll talk some hockey with John Poulter, our professor of sports. And man, oh man, congratulations, brother. Oregon State Beavers. Making it to the Elite Eight. Weren't supposed to be there, and now they're there, and they're making the most of it, brother.
Yeah, they are making the most of it, and it's great to be there. Cinderella's shoe is fitting. Let's see if we can make it fit for a couple more games, man.
Pretty crazy, man. Absolutely crazy. But they are pretty athletic, and you know what? They're fun to watch, and they're playing great basketball. That Lucas kid hitting big shots, and just Thompson, everybody, man, contributing. That's what it's all about. I know the music's going. We got to take our first break. We'll continue the conversation about March Madness on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. A lot of new business owners are looking for ways to save money, so they look at tasks like accounting and bookkeeping as something they can do by hand. But there are so many options for good, easy-to-use accounting software packages that will save time and headaches, they will almost always pay for themselves. You can get basic versions starting at $10 to $20 per month, and if you need to send out invoices, they'll look so much better than if you try to do it yourself. So make the small investment and grab that accounting software. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Three balls, two strikes. The line, the pitch. And called strike three. This one's over. And once again, Oregon State owns Omaha. And the able arm of Kevin Abel leads the way with a title game shutout. 5-0 Beavers, Oregon State, the 2018 Baseball National Champions.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You know, that highlight is starting to make more and more sense, Mike Wilson, as the Oregon State Beavers continue to just make noise, whether it's in baseball and now happening in basketball. And when I think about it, you know, that was 2018. We had obviously 2019 happen, 2020. Now we're in 2021, bro. And you know what? The Oregon State Beavers are making noise in not only baseball, but basketball, brother. Taking out Loyola Chicago. The final score there, 65-58. Baylor gets it done over Villanova, 62-51. Arkansas beating Oral Roberts, who really put up a great fight, man. 72-70 final there. And then Houston, the Cougs, man, they look good, bro. They look really good. They took out Buddy Boeheim and Jim Boeheim and the Syracuse Orangemen, 62-46. And I'll tell you what, bro, I don't know about you, but the thing that I was noticing and the theme from those games to me was defense, 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 a lot of bad shooting. And then guys making some clutch free throws when they had to, in moments of the game when things could have maybe turned around a little bit. And I'll tell you what, bro, Ethan Thompson, that Lucas kid, Silva, Oregon State has it rolling, bro. You got to be proud.
Yeah, this is one proud alumni for sure. Look, 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, Oregon State was 11-11. They were expected to do nothing. Their coach was probably on their way to getting fired. It was as dismal an outlook as you can get for Oregon State's basketball program. But, you know, you and I both know, look, the tournament, whether it's the conference tournament or, you know, the NCAA tournament, it's all about getting hot. It's about matchups and getting lucky. Look, they had some top seeds in their region go down to, I mean, that's not their fault. They're just taking advantage of what's in front of them. And what can you say yesterday about Ethan Thompson? Ethan Thompson was everything that they needed yesterday in terms of shot making and just being that team leader for them. So It is great to see that the basketball program at Oregon State has a bit of a revival going, and we'll see how this pays off when it comes to recruits down the line coming to Corvallis. But, you know, to kind of go squirrel on you a little bit, you are right in terms of, you know, yesterday's games being free throws made when they had to be defense, a lot of missed shots. I mean, look, halftime of Oregon State Loyola was 24-16. I mean, that doesn't get any more, I don't know, for the Twitter followers out there, it doesn't get any more boring than that. But, look, you just got to lace them up. You got to play a full 40 minutes, and Oregon State did, and they're moving on against Houston, you know, to get to the Final Four.
You know what's crazy is, I don't even know if you know this crazy stat, but I do believe that Oregon State and Loyola Chicago have played one other time. And ironically enough, my friend, Loyola Chicago scored 16 points that time around, and then they did it once again against them in 2021. And I believe that game was like in 47 or something. You get what I'm saying? It's just
right.
Kind of crazy
right.
How like the apple yeah. doesn't fall that far from the tree, and it was a very similar game to the one that they had many, many moons ago, except Loyola did wind up taking that one, if I'm not mistaken. Look, Baylor-Villanova, bro, you know, I really thought that Villanova had a legitimate shot to win this game, but ultimately – Baylor really clamped down on defense in the second half, bro. And, you know, open looks became not open looks. And we know how that works. Guys get hands in their face and the shot becomes a lot more difficult. So Baylor can really D it up, bro. And they're good. They are a very good basketball. There's not many teams that I would say are very good. Baylor's one of the teams I think are very good.
Oh, absolutely. Baylor's one of those teams you got to say is good. I mean, they're long, they're athletic. I mean, they're gonna cause Gonzaga whenever they meet up. And I still think, you know, all my eggs are with the Zags, but, you know, when and if Baylor and Gonzaga meet up, that's going to be a game, certainly to watch. But Baylor has what it takes to win a national championship. Like you said, they clamped down yesterday. They just didn't let, you know, Boeheim's Orangemen do whatever they wanted, and it showed that, you know, look, Baylor's been a top 2, 3, 4, 5 team in the NCAA all year, and they showed why yesterday.
You know, it's crazy, bro. I was joking about it, and I don't even know if it's possible because I don't know where they're on the brackets. I haven't looked enough, but Oregon State playing Gonzaga in the final, and I was kind of joking about that with you, you know, a couple few weeks ago, bro. But
right.
It's starting to like become more and more of a maybe a real situation. Look, let me ask you this: Arkansas, dude, how athletic is Arkansas, bro? Tate, Davis, Moody, Williams, Smith, all these dudes can ball, bro. They only go about 8 deep, okay? Their rotation is not very deep, but I'll tell you what. Arkansas is athletic as all hell. The guards are a little bit taller than most of the other teams. I really, really like the makeup of this Arkansas Razorback team, which, by the way, bro, I can't even believe this. This is the first time they're back in the Elite Eight since 1995, dude. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Remember Nolan Richardson and those teams, bro? So this to me is really, really cool to see.
No, this is, you know, it kind of harkens back to, you know, Nolan Richardson and 40 minutes of hell, right? They are athletic, as you know what. They get up and down the floor. But at the same time, Oral Roberts gave them pretty much everything that they could have yesterday. And Arkansas walks away with a close victory. But Arkansas, to me, can prevent, or not prevent, but they can give teams like matchup problems because of their athleticism. Like you said, not since the days of, you know, 1995 and Nolan Richardson and Scotty Thurman and, you know, those guys that got up and down the floor and the defense and the full court press and all that they put into it, have we seen something like this out of Arkansas. So it's nice to see Arkansas back in the game and back in the hunt.
Todd Day and Lee Mayberry, bro. Come
there
on
you go.
Now. Let's take
yep,
it back to
yep.
the roots. But I agree with you, though. Very impressive from Oral Roberts. They're – Abe Massa, I don't even know how you say the kid's last name, but that kid, just amazing performance. Couldn't get it done. He had 25 points. Thompson played well for them. Look, they gave it their all, like you said, man. I think that that, at the end of the day, is all we could ever expect from, you know, it's almost like a Cinderella. So at the end of the day, they exceeded our expectations, I'm sure. What did you think of Houston? What did you think of Buddy Boeheim not being able to get shots off? And to me, it was, you know what? Houston's another one of those teams. Their guards are a little bit bigger. Yeah. Arkansas's guards are a little bit bigger. Same thing with Houston, man. They got dudes. They Sasser. The guy can just knock it down. They really shut Buddy down, though, man. 12 points, 6 points in each half. That's not what Buddy Boeheim was doing in this tournament. 27 and a half, if I'm not mistaken, in the first couple. They really put the brakes on that kid.
No, they did really put the brakes on Buddy and the Orangemen, and it's kind of weird to see that a Jim Boeheim squad kind of get shut down like that, because that usually doesn't happen with a Boeheim-coached Syracuse team. But no, you're right. Houston has a little bit bigger than average guards, and, you know, not to mention my Beavers again, but, you know, look, that's what they're going to have to contend with, are some bigger guards that play defense. The team plays defense. And look, they are athletic. So, you know, Houston's been a high-ranked team as well all year long. And it's all about getting hot at the right time. They're hot. They're winning their games. They're winning who? They're beating people that are in front of them. They're doing everything that they're expected to do. So, you know, I'm not exactly shocked that Houston is where they're at.
No, and I'll tell you what, Wayne Tinkle, the coach there for Oregon State Beavers, bro, really doing a fantastic job and just kind of letting, you know, the situation dictate everything. And you know what? His guys have stepped up to the challenge. Congratulations to your Oregon State Beavs, bro. You're in the Elite Eight, man. And I know you didn't think this was possible. So keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk hockey and baseball. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Perkins waving his right hand. The redshirt junior staring at the bench. 26 seconds to play. Tie game. Bounce feed Norvell outside right. He lets it rip for three and buries it. Zach Norvell, the redshirt freshman, the newcomer to Gonzaga, tournament runs. Absolutely hits a lethal three. 20.8 to go. Timeout on the floor. 67-64 Gonzaga.
This is Dorf on Sports.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Severson on the puck. Let's see if the Devils get set up here. To the circle it comes. Played across. Palmieri shoots. He scores! The All-Star back with the Devils has made this a 5-1 game.
Kruber.
That boxes away. Van Riemsdyk picks it up. Pass to Konecny. Back to Van Riemsdyk. He scores! On the rush after the turnover, and JVR gives the Flyers a 3-1 lead.
One strike away from a seventh game, or one strike away for the Caps from a meeting with Tampa Bay in the conference final. It is Ovechkin moving back. He gets it on to Kuznetsov, moving on in. He scores! The Capitals! To the Eastern Conference Final for the first time in 19 years.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Okay, let's go.
That's right, baby. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, obviously the hockey highlights means we are now going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. And John, I know there's a few things you want to talk about on your mind about some of the things that have happened in the NHL, but I just want to mention real quickly, obviously, Tampa Bay and Carolina still on top of the world as far as it goes in the hockey world, 50 and 49 points respectively. The Capitals, who you heard in that highlight, by the way, as well, they're on top of the East, tied with the Islanders, both at 48 points. The Maple Leafs in the North, they're leading that right now with 46 points. And then you come out West and you check things out. The Knights are on top there, not really a big surprise, but look who keeps kind of moving up the charts a little bit, and that's the Arizona Coyotes, who are getting themselves midway in the pack now. But, John, real quickly, what can you say about the leaderboard, if you will? And then, obviously, I know there's a couple of things that we're going to discuss about referees and things along those lines in NHL hockey, because we all know about what took place a couple few days ago. Your thoughts, John, and good morning as well.
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. I hope you guys are doing well. You know, you went over the standings very quickly, and I think that's a great way to do it because everything is just so close. you know, you take that cutoff, let's say at 46 points, and if you go from 46 points up, you're pretty well going to cover everybody that's really in contention. A couple of teams that are sort of sitting back, laying in the weeds, I guess, if you will. I think we've mentioned this before. It's something to keep in mind, and that's the Boston Bruins. They're 7 points behind Pittsburgh for that third spot in the Eastern Division, but Boston's only played 30 games. Pittsburgh and New York Islanders, who are ahead of them, have played 35 games, and Washington has played 33. So Boston sort of has an opportunity to look after it themselves. They go out and they win three of those five games, or six, or four of those five games, and all of a sudden that division is really, really tight. So I got to say that I think Boston is laying in the weeds there. But, you know, that Western Division, Vegas with 47 points, Colorado with 46, then it drops off to Minnesota with 43, and then there's that little dogfight that you alluded to for the fourth and fifth spots between the Coyotes and the St. Louis Blues. St. Louis in fourth place technically because they've only played 34 games. The Coyotes have played 35, so clearly St. Louis has a slightly better winning percentage. But your Coyotes might make me eat my words. When we've talked about this the last couple of weeks, I think I've mentioned that I just thought they were a little bit too far behind to get back in the race, but they're making me a bit of a liar because clearly they've gotten themselves back into this race, but they've got to maintain this pace that they've had over the last week to 10 days. They've got to go out and win 5 out of 6, 6 out of 8, 7 out of 10, get themselves back in that race. If they could, that could be a real dogfight in the Western Division.
John, good morning. I'm not going to bore you with weather down here at all. I would never torture you like that at all, but I'll just let you know that my Beavers made it to the Elite Eight, so I'm a very happy guy this morning. And John, I know you're a baseball guy. I will tell you, the college program to follow is Oregon State. They've kicked out so many baseball guys in the last few years. It's worth a follow. Anyway, as I digress, my question to you about the NHL is simply this. What are the top trade scenarios or the top traded players that you see being traded, you know, in the NHL?
Well, I guess the first place I'm going to look, Mike, is Buffalo. That's just a total disaster, quite frankly. I don't know what the problem is in Buffalo, but I think their winless streak has now reached 17. We've seen a coach fired there. We've got a rookie general manager who does not have an awful lot of experience in making trades. I guess the question there is if this, in fact, is a rebuild in Buffalo, which it really looks like it's going to be, is Kevin Adams the rookie general manager, and I don't mean this to downplay his abilities, but he hasn't proven himself at the NHL level yet. Is he the right guy to identify the core to retain and build around? Is he the right guy to trade the players that are tradable, and can he get the right return on those guys? And when he gets the return, assuming that it's draft picks rather than roster players, does he have the staff to go out and sign and draft, sign and develop guys with those draft picks? It's a huge dartboard right now, and I'm not sure if you threw the dart exactly where it would land. I have my doubts that Buffalo is on anything other than a long, slow rebuild. I think they're 10 straight years out of the playoffs now. As I mentioned, a 17-game winless streak. They've changed coaches. They traded a player this week in Eric Staal to the Montreal Canadiens. We all know Eric Staal, been around the NHL for many years. Classy player, solid player, reliable player, good team player. Interestingly, he was traded to Montreal, which was one of 10 teams that was on his no-trade list, and he waived it quite readily. So does that tell us that players maybe don't want to be in Buffalo right now? Talking about trades, one of the things I covered last week was the need to trade early because of this quarantine situation with players coming from U.S. teams to Canadian teams. It appears that is going to be softened a little bit. I don't think I've seen anything official on this, but I understand it's all done except for putting it to print, and that is that the Canadian government has given the NHL permission to waive quarantine from 14 days to 7 days for players coming from U.S. teams to Canadian teams at or before the trade deadline of, I believe it's April 8th. So that's going to speed up the market a little bit. Certainly is going to help Buffalo if Buffalo is, in fact, the team on the fire sale route, as I suspect they are. It's going to open up 7 additional partners for them in terms of candidates to trade their roster players. So, you know, if you're asking me for one team that I think is definitely going to be on the sell end of things, I think it is Buffalo. If you're asking me about a team that looks like they may want to strengthen, I think you're going to look at any of the Canadian teams now that the Canadians have made that move with Staal. I think that's basically said to the other 6 Canadian teams, it's your move. And then, of course, we've got all the usual players, the Islanders, Washington and Boston, and maybe some of those teams that are tight in the West might all be looking to add a spare part here or a spare part there. I don't see any blockbuster trades. I don't see any superstars being traded. I see a lot of spare parts being exchanged. I see a lot of draft picks being exchanged. And I see teams trading for depth more than anything else.
No, I think you hit on a lot of very good topics there. And I just want to piggyback the week thing instead of 2 weeks now. And if I'm thinking right, it's probably because we're starting to get a little bit of a hold on the situation here globally, so therefore we're starting to see some changes, which is a positive. There's something else we got to discuss. We'll do it on the other side about Tim Peel, his comments about awarding Nashville a penalty. We do need to talk about that before we talk some baseball. So keep it close, everybody. John Poulter, Professor of Sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Zone. Pouliot takes the pass, crosses the red line to the right side, gets into the Ottawa zone, on his own. Pouliot with a backhand, scores! Look out, runaway train! Ben Pouliot puts the Sabres on top, 1-0. Line and plays it on his backhand, now to Eichel, left circle. Power play with 57 seconds to go. Ristolainen for the one-timer! Evander Kane increases the Sabres' lead 3-0.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Buffalo!
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 40% back in Staples rewards when you purchase any 2 ink or toner cartridges.
Shop in store or get same day delivery powered by Instacart.
Ends 3/27/21. Limit 4 in store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We come back in the wee hours of the night, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then, you know what? Who knows what time we're done at that point. But anyways, welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we are talking to our professor of sports, John Poulter. I do want to talk baseball, John, but there's obviously an elephant in the room that we need to discuss, and that is the situation with Tim Peel basically saying that he wanted to give somebody a penalty. And obviously, as we know, being an official, being a referee, those are things you just don't do. So I know they came down pretty hard on Tim, but ultimately, I want to get your take on this situation, John.
Well, it's a real puzzling situation. I guess given the circumstances, the NHL did the only thing it could do and did the right thing, and that is terminated him almost immediately. I believe it was less than 12 hours after the incident that he was officially released. And I thought it was rather interesting that the quote from the NHL was that Tim Peel will, quote, no longer be working NHL games now or in the future, unquote. That to me is a firing. If he was on The Apprentice, I think the two words that would have been used were, you're fired. So there's no question that that this was a firing. It was just very nicely dressed up. It's a little bit ironic in that Peel, who's a 20-year veteran as an NHL official, having done over 1,300 games, was planning on retiring at the end of his last regular season assignment, which I believe was April 24th. So this is only a month early. So for him, it's not really as harsh as it sounds. It's just a little bit of a hurt to his pride. But moving back to the situation, it was wrong for what he did. There's no question about that. An official has to show no bias whatsoever, and the NHL is very concerned about its integrity. And I think probably another factor here that we need to look at is that as recently as February, the NHL entered into what was called an equity partnership with a company called PointsBet, which I understand is an Australian-based sports book that operates in the United States. So the NHL obviously doesn't want people thinking that, with referees calling penalties that perhaps shouldn't have been calling penalties, resulting in power plays, resulting in goals, they don't want to affect the guys that are betting the over-under. So there's a business side to this as much as there is an ethical side. But we've all seen officials in sports that have, quote, evened it out. We've all seen a home plate umpire that's missed a strike, and the next thing you know, he's calling a pitch that's 3 feet outside a strike. We've all seen a football referee who's missed a holding call and called it incorrectly call one against the other team relatively quickly. We've all seen that done. We all know it happens, but up until this week, we've never seen anybody admit it publicly. In terms of Peel, I don't understand why he did it. Perhaps a slip of the tongue, but as I say, this is not a rookie mistake. Here's a guy that's 20 years in the NHL, 1,300 games. By this time, he should know an awful lot better, but you look back at his career, and he's lasted 20 years, but he's also had a bit of a checkered past. He's was interviewed by a Yahoo Sports reporter, I believe it was in 2015, a fellow by the name of Greg Wyshynski. And they were having a bar discussion, and they were photographed having a drink together, and they were apparently discussing why Peel was one of the most criticized referees in the NHL. So he hasn't been as careful as perhaps he should have been, but, you know, to get back to my original statement, I think the NHL did the only thing they could do. I think they did the right thing, and hopefully everybody will learn something from it.
No, I totally agree. Well said. At the end of the day, man, you cannot have any bias when you are officiating, being a ref, and whether he did or he didn't, the fact of the matter is he spoke, and words do matter, and some of the things that you say make a difference, and Tim obviously is hurting because of it. And you know, the one thing I would say, whether the guy was retiring or not, John, this is a stain on that career. At the end of the day, to me, this is something that, you know, when you're going out, you don't want to go out like this. So Exactly. Maybe he just had some bad blood in his feeling at that moment for the team, whatever it is. But emotions run high, and quite frankly, man, sometimes it comes to bite you in the butt, and that's the situation here, and I agree with you. I think they handled it extremely well. Speaking of handling things well, I think I talked to you about this a little while ago, and I think we kind of just cruised past it, and obviously I want to talk some baseball, but Juan Soto, I mean, this guy is very young, but at the same time, this dude is going to make his mark in this league like nobody else before, potentially. So what is the limit? What is the sky? How high can it go for Juan Soto?
Right now, I'm not sure that there is a limit, quite frankly. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned the name, because one of the names that keeps popping into my mind every time I see this young man play and every time I read about his exploits on a baseball field, I parallel him a lot to Ken Griffey Jr. And, you know, a young player, lots of talent, lots of personality, thinking along the lines of he'd like to be somebody that changes the game, certainly leaves his mark on the game, playing on a reasonably good team, lots of talent, plays every day, friendly with the press, open with all of the media, ready to do interviews. I see a real parallel there, and I don't think I need to go into any detail as to how great a career Ken Griffey Jr. had. I mean, the young man's in the Hall of Fame, and deservedly so, one of the great players of our generation, other than the fact that he didn't have the fortune to play on many World Series winners. Ken Griffey was one of the players of his generation, and quite frankly, I can see Juan Soto being the Ken Griffey Jr. of the 2020s.
Yeah, you know, John, my question is simply this. You got the big contenders in Major League Baseball, the Yankees, you know, some people say the Nationals, some Dodgers, you know, all those kind of teams. What are some of their concerns from a weakness standpoint that those top contenders have?
Well, the Dodgers up until last year had always sort of found a way to lose in key games, and that included Clayton Kershaw. But last year, both Kershaw and the Dodgers sort of put that past behind them. So I would have to say that the Dodgers probably are not going to fall to anything along those lines this year. I still think the Dodgers are going to be the class of the NL West. What's going to be very interesting is to see how they're pushed and how they respond to the challenge from the San Diego Padres, which is obviously there and is coming. We know that San Diego started out very poorly in spring training, but last time I looked, they were 12-12, so they're starting to get back into it. Maybe they're just coming at the right time. Maybe they're using spring training the way that it should be used, and that is to get ready and tune up for a long and hard marathon regular season. Houston is a team that has really surprised me. I thought that Houston was a lot better than 6-14 as they were through Saturday in spring training standings. Not really sure what we're going to see there. Washington, a little bit of a puzzle, but a couple of weeks ago we talked about Washington's starting rotation, and we talked about how strong that rotation is. And we all know how much pitching is in terms of a team's success. It's at least 70%, because if you look at the numbers, a 300 hitter is doing well, and that means he's hitting three times out of 10, he's getting a hit. So that means the pitchers have to dominate 70% of the time. So I've got to think that Washington's pitching is probably what is going to make or break them. We know that there's a lot of talent there at the positions. The Mets need a healthy Jacob deGrom. They can't afford to have him go down for any stretch of time. They've surrounded him with better players, plus he's got Lindor playing behind him this year. But still, if deGrom goes down, I think the Mets are going to struggle. The White Sox are a team that I think is going to do very, very well. I think this is their opportunity in the AL Central. I think Cleveland's struggling. Minnesota's had a bit of a struggle this spring. The White Sox have got a lot of young, talented players. They've got good veteran leadership. I can see them making a good mark. And then, of course, in the American League East, can the Yankees come back and get around the injuries that they've had the last couple of years and be the team that we all think they are when we look at them on paper? Tampa Bay, another team that has not had a very good spring. I think they were 10-15 the last time that I looked at the spring training standings. That's not what you expect from a team that was in the World Series last year, but you always know with Tampa Bay that somewhere there's some good young pitching that's going to be unearthed, and as I say, we all know what pitching does to a team's winning percentage. So I guess those would be the teams that I would look at, Mike, in terms of what can or may not fall apart. There's key pieces to every team, but those are some of the ones that I look at.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. As we know, literally right around the corner, April 1st, they get started. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. Hey, I got a real question for you here. Since they seem to be getting out of the gates really well, I mean, at least as far as spring training goes, and I know that we don't put a lot of stock in spring training because there's so many guys up and down and, you know, regular guys playing, guys that aren't regular starters, this and that and the other. We all get that. But what is going on with the Kansas City Royals? And then on the other side, the Miami Marlins, they're both on top. I get it. And again, like I'm saying, it means nothing, but in some cases, momentum can do some strange things. So with that being said, are either one of these teams contenders, or are they just playing great baseball in spring, and then you know what? When summer comes around, they're done.
I think there's one of each in that phrase, Andy. I don't think Kansas City will continue at a 14-8 pace throughout the season. I just don't think they're that strong. They are improving. But I don't think they're in the class of Minnesota, Cleveland, or the White Sox yet. And, even Detroit's pushing a little bit. I think Detroit is 12-11 in spring training. So that's another team that's coming along. And we may look at the American League Central quite differently in a year or two. If you're looking at Miami, quite frankly, I was surprised at the performance and the numbers from the Miami Marlins last year. I kind of thought it was a one-off. I didn't expect them to be a very good team in 2021. I sort of expected them to take a step backwards in 2021, but to your point, 13-5 as of the standings close of Saturday's games, they're going to give the rest of the teams in that National League East a bit of a run for their money, and that's another division that's really tightening up, and I think Bryce Harper's made the statement that he thinks that the National League East is the best division in baseball, and when you sit and think about it, the Mets have improved, the Braves are good, the Marlins were good last year, the Phillies are a reasonable team, and we talked about the Washington Nationals, so that might be a division to watch throughout the season in terms of, might be one of these divisions where depending on which day you look at the standings, it depends on which team is in first place, like we've talked about the National League Central over the last few years.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm right on the same page. I think the NL East, Atlanta, Miami, the Mets, Phillies, Nationals, all of them have pretty good pitching staffs. All of them, Atlanta was tough last year. We know what they did, and I think those other guys will rebound a little bit. John, as always, a true pleasure talking sports with you. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, a professor of sports who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk, obviously, hockey, and we also talk baseball with him. The guy's a wealth of knowledge. We're lucky enough to be talking to him each and every week, and we bring him to you as well. We got to take a break, and we'll put a wraps on this hour, so keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Ryan Anderson doubled his first time, digs in. And Anderson drills one deep left center field. Gone! A grand slam for Brian Anderson.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time this hour of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then we come back in the wee hours of the night, and we get you through that way as well, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Haven't done this all day. By the way, if you want to get a hold of us, you want to check us out, you want to interact with us for Mike, Pigskin Opinion on Twitter. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of the real, holy cow, Mike Wilson, have you seen what the Brooklyn Nets have done with that team over the last couple few days, brother? I'm trying to figure out how many all-stars or former all-stars that team has, bro.
Well, I've noticed what they've done, certainly, and I've also noticed that my Oregon State Beavers are in the Elite Eight, I'm just saying. But, yeah, I mean, look, Brooklyn's just loading up. I don't know if they really want to have any kind of competition the rest of the season, but I'm with you, Andy. I'm not a big fan of these super teams. This is kind of getting a little ridiculous, a little out of hand with all that stuff. But, you know, they can do it, so they're doing it, and they're taking advantage of the rules.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a joke, but at the end of the day, man, look, now it's going to be that much more fun to see, hopefully, a team like Utah, Philadelphia, or Milwaukee potentially get it done, because at the end of the day, man, this is a bunch of nonsense. This is a bunch of garbage. NBA, you got to do better than this. I'm sorry, bro, but this is pathetic. And I know the music's gone. We got to take a break. Hour number one's in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
As federal officials struggle to deal with a surge in illegal border crossings and unaccompanied children, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Fox News Sunday stands behind the Biden administration's approach.
We are not going to send children under the age of 18, kids under the age of 18, back on this treacherous journey. They are fleeing challenging economic circumstances, hurricanes, prosecution in some scenarios. It does not mean that they get to stay in the United States. It means their cases are adjudicated, and we want to treat them humanely.
President Biden has rolled back a number of key measures the Trump administration had implemented to enforce border security, leading to a sharp increase in illegals crossing the border, with well over 100,000 recorded in February alone, according to the Epoch Times. Former President Donald Trump tells Fox News he's leaning towards taking a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border in the next couple of weeks. USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
Salvage teams continue to work to dislodge a massive container ship blocking the busy Soyuz Canal. Sources say efforts have been complicated by a rock under the ship's bow. Operations to lighten the load could start on Monday. Shipping traffic in one of the world's busiest waterways has been disrupted for nearly a week after the 430-yard-long ship got stuck diagonally across the southern section of the canal in high winds. About 15% of the world's shipping traffic transits the canal. Dan Naraki recaps the first day of the Sweet 16 from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
One Cinderella run will continue in the NCAA tournament while another comes to an end. 12-seeded Oregon State is on to the Elite Eight after they beat Loyola Chicago 65-58 on Saturday, but Oral Roberts fell just short of their bid to become the first 15 seed to make the Final Eight, falling to Arkansas 72-70. The top seed in the South, Baylor, is also moving on after dispatching Villanova 62-51, and Houston defeated Syracuse in the nightcap 62-46.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time, comedies, drama, suspense. It's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Advocacy groups have filed a legal challenge against a new Georgia law that critics claim aims to suppress voters of color in the state.
The new voting laws in Georgia are among dozens filed in recent months by Republican-controlled state legislatures nationwide, which might appear to be reactionary to victories by Democratic President Biden in November and Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in Georgia's key Senate races in January. Those victories gave Democrats control of the White House and the Senate to go along with an already Democrat-held House. The law passed in Georgia contains sweeping changes for voters, including a more stringent requirement for voter ID and restrictions for ballot collection boxes in the state that allows the state government to take over local elections. The New Georgia Project, the Black Voters Matter Fund, and the advocacy group RISE filed a federal lawsuit in Atlanta to challenge the contentious law. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Six people were stabbed at a public library in a suburb of Vancouver, B.C. on Saturday. One woman was killed in the attack. Video appears to show the suspect using the knife on himself before he was arrested. Any possible motive has not been made public. On the first day of Holy Week, two suspected suicide bombers attacked a Catholic church in Indonesia on Sunday, wounding 14 people, killing both suspects. Authorities are looking into whether they came from a radical network or whether it was linked to recent arrests of suspected militants. For USA Radio News.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another weekend of sports talk radio. The best in the business, if you ask me. If I'm not saying it myself, Mike will say it himself. But welcome in, everybody. A lot going on with March Madness. We've obviously got the NBA basketball situation where we're building super teams once again. The Brooklyn Nets adding LaMarcus Aldridge to the mix. Very interesting, but I don't like it whatsoever. Obviously, baseball, hockey, we got you covered. NFL free agency. Mike, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Last time I checked, Oregon State is still going to the Elite Eight, so I am, I am actually really, really good. You know that I had my Elite Eight adult beverage probably several times over yesterday, so I am doing great, my man.
Look, bro, there is a reason for you to be giddy, just like a college kid back in the day where you were watching the Oregon State Beavers do nothing, and now that you're an alum, making it happen for you, bro. So you know what? Kudos to them, kudos to you, and kudos to the tournament for bringing us more enjoyment and excitement. I know the music's going. We're just getting warmed up, so keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. A lot of new business owners are looking for ways to save money, so they look at tasks like accounting and bookkeeping as something they can do by hand. But there are so many options for good, easy-to-use accounting software packages that will save time and headaches, they will almost always pay for themselves. You can get basic versions starting at $10 to $20 per month, and if you need to send out invoices, they'll look so much better than if you try to do it yourself. So make the small investment and grab that accounting software. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Trying to expand the Jimmy Butler empire into the tech space. I'm thinking Jimmy Butler dating app, maybe Butler book.
I like it.
Jimmy face.
These are all good ideas.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You gotta love the creativity of Jimmy Butler back in the bubble when they were playing there, and he made money off of his teammates and everybody else. He was selling cups of coffee for like $20. Hey, when you can do it, why not get it done? And you know what? Some people are a little quicker to things than other people. So Jimmy Butler, kudos to you. And by the way, you got Miami playing a little bit better as well as of late. Welcome back in, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, live each and every Sunday morning for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We come back late night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll take you into the wee hours of the night. We talk sports left and right. That's just what we do. Speaking of which, Speaking of left and right, you don't want to necessarily go left and right when you're talking about NFL football. You just want to go north and south. You want to go up and down. You don't want to go east and west. And you know what? We're talking about quarterbacks, quarterbacks, quarterbacks. And you know, it's interesting when you look at the NFC East, Mike, and you look at all the quarterback changes that have happened there. Think about it, bro. Like, seriously, think about that division for a quick moment, okay? You look at the NFC East, you got Dallas, who obviously re-signed Dak, and they paid him handsomely. You got the Giants, who have Daniel Jones, and not really too concerned about that right now. Although he does have Kenny Golladay now to throw to, a four-year deal for $72 million. Gotta like that. But the Philadelphia Eagles, in my opinion, they're a scratch-your-head kind of thing right now because of Jalen Hurts, right? And then you look at Washington, and they got this guy Fitzmagic. Like, dude, I'm sorry, but I'm starting to like the Washington football team coming out of the NFC East a lot more and more each and every day, and I'm hopeful that Dak Prescott and the Cowboys will be a formidable foe. But at the end of the day, bro, you know me, and just like everybody else, nobody likes the Dallas Cowboys besides Dallas Cowboy fans. So with that being said, I'm starting to jump on the wagon of Fitzmagic and the football team from Washington, bro.
Oh, yeah. You absolutely have to jump on the wagon with Fitzmagic there in Washington. I mean, look, Fitzmagic's, you know, magic speaks for itself. I mean, he gets in there. He does what he has to do to win a game. Is he streaky in terms of throwing the ball and having a positive impact on the game? Yeah, but when he's on, he is on, and he is the perfect veteran for any rookie quarterback that's going to end up in Washington, you know, on the practice squad or as a starter or anything like that. And, yeah, I'm just going to call it what it is. Do I want Dak Prescott to fully recover from his injury? Of course I do. I don't. You and I don't root for anybody to get hurt or have some career-ending kind of injury. But it's the Dallas freaking Cowboys. I don't root for that. I mean, there's only certain teams that I just don't root for, and I'm sorry, Cowboy fans. I am not one that roots for your team at all. I kind of root for the demise of them and not making the playoffs, not being relevant, all those kind of things. So if Dallas sucks, it's a good year for me. I'm just going to say it. Yep.
Yeah, and if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan like you are, you better say that. Okay, so let's shift. Let's go to the NFC North, where there's been a change at quarterback for the Bears. They obviously have the redhead bomber, Andy Dalton. And now you go to Detroit, where they have also a change there. They have Jared Goff, who, you know what? They took away his best target in Kenny Golladay, so he can't be too happy about that. And then you go to Green Bay, where there's good old Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, this kind of made me irritated the other day, dude, and I don't think people get the whole situation with this, man. Why doesn't he learn from guys like Tom Brady and Patrick freaking Mahomes, man? Like, restructure your damn contract, bro. Quit being so freaking greedy. All right, I had to get that off my chest, okay? But you get where I'm going with that, man. They restructure their contract so they can bring guys in to make the difference and get them over the hump. Well, a lot of people are upset at the Green Bay Packers brass for not bringing in guys for Aaron Rodgers. Well, it's a two-way street. That's all I'm trying to say. Minnesota Vikings, they got Kirk Cousins. So I'm not too sold on that. But again, I look at this division. I think it's the Green Bay Packers to lose, Mike Wilson.
Oh, absolutely. It's theirs to lose. And if they don't win it, I would be completely shocked. But I absolutely agree with you. It's absolutely a two-way street in terms of trying to bring people in, trying to bring talent to put around Aaron. Aaron, you know, for all he's done and how great he is and the first ballot Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champ that he is, if he wants talent there, yeah, there's, you know, some restructuring that should be done so they can afford some of these guys as well. So if more players kind of figured it out like Tom Brady, they might be sitting with seven rings instead of one or two or none.
Right. Speaking of Tom Brady, let's go to the NFC South, man. Falcons, Panthers, who we're not exactly sure what's going on there. New Orleans, it's probably going to be Jameis and Taysom. And then obviously Tampa, Tom, and the boys are lacing back up with the same band, the same cast of characters, and they're going to give it another run. And why not? At the end of the day, it was really successful. So Tampa Bay all the way, dude, and I expect them to be better than they were last year, bro.
Oh yeah, they're in full let's run this thing back kind of mode. I mean, they signed Ndamukong Suh the other day to a 1 year extension or a couple year extension. Everybody else is coming back. They're looking to run this back, and why shouldn't they kind of be the favorites heading into next year? If anybody picks anybody else besides Tampa Bay right now, it's kind of a head scratcher.
By the way, Katie's son, Ashton, is the biggest genius of all of us. He wound up doing something where he wound up getting Shaquille Barrett's autographed jersey sent to him in the mail. So that dude is as smart as anybody, because that guy was a huge part of the equation for them, and he's a really good player, and he's got his jersey signed, and we're not even taking it out of the plastic. So smart move by him. NFC West, Arizona Cardinals, Rams, San Francisco, and then Seattle. And just so many waves. Like, when you really think about it, with Seattle, San Francisco, the Rams, I'm sorry, but I feel like the Cardinals are in a really good position next season, Mike.
No, they should be in a really good position. I mean, their coach is coming back. The quarterback's coming back. I mean, they got receivers. I mean, we got what, AJ Green in the valley now, and putting him with D-Hop. And then, you know, JJ Watt. Yeah. I mean, look, Arizona's spending money, and it kind of seems like they're in a win now kind of mode a little bit. But with Kyler, you know, being as young as he is, it's not exactly win now, but they're putting weapons around him, Andy, that, you know, next year, there's no excuse why Kyler can't have just one of those breakout seasons and really lead this team down the path of a deep run in the playoffs.
No, I think you hit on a pretty good point, because people were kind of jumping the gun a little bit, if you will, or getting ahead of themselves maybe, because of the quick, fast start that he had to, you know, this past season, where he got out of the gates and everybody's talking about, you know, MVP type stuff, MVP type numbers. And then, you know, people kind of got the book on him a little bit better, and they sort of figured him out, and they figured out the Cardinals to a certain degree. But I somewhat agree with you. You know, this was maybe the calm before the storm. And then this next season, you know, more weapons, another year under his belt, more familiarity with the league. I do think that the Arizona Cardinals are in a great spot to have much success next season with the uncertainty. I mean, at the end of the day, man, you know, the Rams made a change at quarterback. We don't know what's going on with San Francisco, and we don't know where Russell Wilson's head is with the Seattle Seahawks, right? So this seems like opportunity is knocking on the door for Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. Mike, you there? Well, I may have lost him, but
no,
at the end of the day,
I'm here. Yeah.
To me, honestly, is opportunity knocking on Arizona's door or what?
Yeah, no. I mean, opportunity is sitting square in front of them and doing a dance. You know, just like come and get me kind of thing. And it's going to be up to the Arizona Cardinals whether they accept that dance or they just fumble under the pressure.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, it will be interesting to see how everything plays out. But I really like what the Packers did with bringing back Aaron Jones. That was huge to me. I would have been super disappointed had they not made that move. You see what Dallas did with Dak. I think it was something that they had to do. At a certain point, you just have to do things. With Seattle, I think this is a make or break year, dude. I think if they don't get it done, Russ is going to want out, man. It's just that way. And there's a lot of questions. There's more questions than answers that we have at this moment in time. I know the music's going. We got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back and we'll continue to rap about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The receiver set to right, to left. First down at the Detroit 27. Murray back to pass. Looking. Throws it. Middle of the field for Johnson. Caught for a touchdown. Kyler Murray's first NFL touchdown. A beautiful throw to David Johnson. And the Cardinals are back in the game with 5:57 to play.
Murray in the gun. Two receivers right, two to the left, including Fitz is in the slot. And now they shift everybody around. First and goal on the four. Fitz in motion left to right. Shotgun snap. Murray rolls to the right. Throws near side to Fitz. Caught! And he's into the end zone for the touchdown! They line up three receivers to the left. Murray in the gun. Cardinals down 24-22. Johnson now wide to the right, so it's an empty backfield. Cardinals can tie it here. Shotgun snap. Murray back to pass. Throws to the left. It is caught by Kirk into the end zone, and we're tied at 24. Some Murray magic down the stretch.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Talk to the hand.
Yeah, exactly, Arnold. By the way, that was basically the year of Kyler Murray all wrapped up in a couple of minutes there. At the end of the day, man, it was all magic early for him, and as the season wore on, it kind of wore off. It's just the truth. I live here in the Valley of the Sun. People hate me because I'm just objective as hell, and I just speak the truth. But at the end of the day, man, they caught up to him a little bit, kind of figured him out a little bit. Cardinals started out on top of the mountain, and the only way they went was down that mountain. Let's see if they can build upon what they had at the beginning of the year last year, and then they can carry it on to this season. We'll find out. Time will tell. But I got news for you. If you're an Arizona Cardinal fan, this may be the year that you can really, really get behind them. The Rams have a different quarterback. San Francisco's quarterback, we don't know necessarily about. And then Russell Wilson may not be happy in Seattle. Sounds to me like a great opportunity for the Arizona Cardinals to figure out a way to win this division and get it done. All right, so speaking of that, Mike, the AFC East, the Bills, Miami, New England, and the Jets. Well, Miami improved a ton. We'll see if that was an aberration. We'll see if that was a one-hit, a one-year, like a one-hit wonder type thing. The Jets, I don't know where to start with them because we don't know what that team's going to look like come August or September. But I do know about the Bills, and I do know about the Patriots. The Bills are really good, and the Patriots were out of the mix last season. And what did Billy Boy do? He went out in a much different way in free agency market, and they got a bunch of different pieces for the puzzle in which they are trying to put together. We'll see if – and here's the thing. They have flexibility, bro. They have a lot of flexibility. If it doesn't work out with Cam Newton for 14 mil, they can go in a much different direction. But with that being said, what I do think happened here, Mike, is they evened the playing field a little bit. So I think we have ourselves potentially a three-team race with the Bills, Miami, and New England. And ultimately, I do think Buffalo is the best of the bunch, but injuries, you never know what could happen if a key player goes down. And did New England go out and rebuild themselves enough to be competitive, in your opinion?
Well, let me start with Buffalo. I think we all assume that Buffalo, like you said, is the best in the division. At the same time, you know, your backup is Trubisky. And if your starter goes down, you're stuck with Mitch. I don't know how that, well, I have an idea of how that would affect the team, as a whole, because Trubisky is not as good as Josh Allen, at this point. Now you talk about Miami, and them being some type of one hit wonder. I wonder that's been, you know me, Dorf. I mean, that's been my favorite team since I was a little kid. Followed them through thick and thin, never jumped off the wagon. But what Brian Flores is doing is taking what Billy Boy in New England does to the next level, because what Flores is doing is he's collecting assets. They just traded out of the 3 spot to go to the 12. And then they traded up to get to the 6th pick in the draft. And they collected assets, 3rd and 4th rounders, other first round picks. And they're going to be able to start putting a ton of weapons around Tua. I think they're staying clear of the Deshaun Watson debacle there in Houston. I don't think they're interested in him anymore. I think this is Tua's team. It's Tua time. And they realize they got to put weapons around him for him to be successful, for the team to be successful. And I just love what Flores is doing. All these other teams or all these other coaches that left Belichick, what do? I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to prove that I can do my own thing, even though I come from the Belichick tree. And they haven't been all that successful. What has Flores done? Flores is saying, look, what he's done has won him 6 rings and multiple division championships, conference championships. I'm going to do what he did. And that's what he's doing. I like what he's doing there in Miami. Now, New England, yeah, they were very, very different in terms of how they approached the offseason so far and who they're signing. They got Cam for 1 year, $14 million. If it doesn't work, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Do they go with a trade? Do they try and draft, maybe move up in the draft to get one of these quarterbacks that comes out of there? I don't know. Mac Jones from Alabama kind of rings a bell for me a little bit, but it's going to be interesting to see how New England and all those new pieces kind of go together. And the Jets, well, my son, Zach Wilson, is going to find out, not actually my son, but the BYU quarterback is going to find out just how big of a cluster, you know what, the Jets are right now. Now, do the Jets have lots of cap room? Yeah, they got lots of cap room. They got draft picks. So they can start rebuilding, but it's the Jets. Does anybody really trust the executives for the Jets? I don't think so.
All right, so hey, I want to ask you this because you did mention the name of Deshaun Watson, and obviously lawsuits are just piling up. I don't know what to make of this situation. Do you know what to make of this situation? Because quite frankly, man, at this point, I'm almost starting to feel bad for Deshaun Watson. So where are you? Do you have a thought or an opinion about the Deshaun Watson situation?
Boy, that's tough because for me, you want to believe the women that are coming with these lawsuits, that something happened between them and Deshaun that was inappropriate, that was uncalled for, that was unwanted. But there's a tinge to this, Andy, that just makes me think, are all these women telling the truth? Are all these women, legitimately upset because of something Deshaun did, or is this a few of these women, is it copycat? I mean, do you get what I'm saying with that kind of thing? And there's nothing there, but at the same time, and I hate to kind of be playing both sides of the coin here, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, and there seems to be a lot of smoke here, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've said this on the local show. We've probably said it on this show a few times as well. Look, one or two allegations is different than 16 now filed lawsuits against Deshaun Watson. And adamantly, his lawyer is still saying that his quarterback, well, his guy, obviously Deshaun Watson, never forced women to commit a sexual act. It's completely false. So they are holding pat to what they said. And as more allegations come out, you have to dive deeper into this and actually see if there is a history of this. This to me seems like many, many years of things happening throughout Deshaun's life. Again, I don't know what to believe and what not to believe, but when you have this many allegations, like you said, a little bit of smoke, maybe a little bit of fire. So I feel bad for the guy at this moment in time, to be honest with you. I really feel bad for him. And that's not because of if he did something wrong, look, then I won't feel bad for him. But This is tough. This is the way our world works these days. I know we got to take a break, hear the music, so we'll do that. But look, at the end of the day, man, don't mess around. Things are just put out there so much these days that you really, really got to be careful. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Well, I have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
Receive a $5 rebate by trading up a non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen temporal scanner purchased at any retailer. Fever is a leading symptom of COVID, and using an accurate thermometer has never been more critical. In published studies, no-touch thermometers miss more fevers than they detect. While the new COVID vaccines are becoming more widely available, it is important to make sure you are protected. Monitor for fever with an accurate thermometer backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Details at Exergen.com, where accuracy matters. Matters.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Thoughts and opinions encouraged. They're welcomed. You can get at us a couple different ways. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Interact with us. Engage in the posts, which, by the way, we've been a little lackadaisical upon these over the past couple few weeks, and maybe we need to get ourselves a post out there about the Elite Eight and the Final Four and things along those lines. Just a little hint for Mike Wilson and myself. And then obviously you can check us out on Instagram. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, I want to get back into some real basketball with you. We can talk March Madness, but I want to go NBA for a quick moment. And, you know, we mentioned it earlier in the program that the Brooklyn Nets have now acquired LaMarcus Aldridge to add to that already star-studded cast of characters with Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, now LaMarcus, DeAndre Jordan. They've got a bunch of guys, man. At the end of the day, they've got a ton of all-stars or ex-all-stars on that team. Is there anybody in the East that can take them out, bro?
Yeah, very, very good question. You know, as of right now, with the talent that they have amassed there in Brooklyn and what Steve Nash and Mike D'Antoni have to play with, I don't think so. Like, you and I have talked about this numerous times, either on this show or a local show, that they have just a – if they don't make it to the NBA Finals, we're going to be shocked. Like, and now with LaMarcus Aldridge down on the post, it gives them another legitimate post presence who can score. Like, Aldridge can score on the block. He can shoot the 12 to 15 foot jump shot. He can be a rim protector type of defender. He can certainly rebound. He's a team guy. So, LaMarcus is not going in there looking to change the world. He's looking there to go to blend in and use his talent to the best of his ability to win a NBA championship.
Look, you saw him play for many years in Portland. He's now 35 years old. He's a guy that will give them versatility, if you ask me. He can obviously kind of pop out. Like you mentioned, he has the post game, but he can also pop out and hit that mid-range jumper. He's going to be able to defend a little bit. I think it's an interesting move. We'll see how all these pieces work together with each other. Look, we had questions about what would happen when James and Kyrie were on the floor together, and to me, it's worked out pretty fantastic for James Harden, who has taken on that role of being the point guard. They've let Kyrie kind of be the shooting guard. I think it's one of those things, man. Look, you just go in there, like you said, you fill your role on this team. Like, they now have five guys that can score 20-plus points, you know? I mean, at a certain point, firepower is extremely important, but you do have to be able to get some stops. And, look, don't forget about guys like Jeff Green on this roster, Joe Harris on this roster. Those guys are tough, man. They're really tough, gritty ball players that are going to do the little things, the dirty work, if you will. So, yeah, man, I think the Brooklyn Nets are extremely a tough team to beat right now for anybody in the East. With that being said, I'm pulling for Philly. I'm pulling for Milwaukee. I'm pulling for your Celtics right now. I'm pulling for anybody but the Brooklyn Nets, dude. I'm sorry, but this is bad on the NBA. Don't let this kind of crap happen, man.
No, I would absolutely agree. The one thing that I'll ask you, Dorf, and you can talk about this a little bit as we have something going on in the neighborhood, In your opinion, do you think the Brooklyn Nets are trying to steal a championship?
That's a great question. I mean, look, at the end of the day, man, it is about winning, okay? But there is a way to win versus a way not to win, right? Like, we got upset when the Houston Astros were banging on garbages to give signs and things like that. Well, the NBA isn't going that far out of bounds, right? But they are putting these teams together where in most worlds it just doesn't make a lot of sense to like think about it, man. I said it before, now it's even more, it just continues to prove my point more and more. Like, if Brooklyn and LA don't make it to the NBA finals, dude, it's almost a shame, because you know what, they've got five of the best top 15 players in the league on those two teams themselves. Do you get what I'm saying? So, look, at the end of the day, if LA and Brooklyn don't make it, in my humble opinion, bro, they're failures, dude, because they have the best players in the league.
Oh, absolutely. They have the best players in the league. And, you know, we'll see how the Lakers do without LeBron. It looks like LeBron's going to be out for an extended period of time with that high ankle sprain. And you and I both know, not that we're NBA players or anywhere close to NBA players' talent, but we've twisted knees, we've twisted ankles, we've probably had high ankle sprains before. That's a tough injury to come back from and be 100% from, unless you get an extended, you know, the end of the season kind of break from it. So we'll see how good LeBron will be coming back, and AD coming back from injury. So, you know, LA has some work in front of them, but at the same time, I still think that when those two guys are healthy for the Lakers, they're probably the best team in the West, you know, minus, you know, both of us are rooting for Utah to a certain extent. And that would be a great Western Conference final between the Lakers and the Jazz, don't you think?
Utah, the Suns, the Clippers, the Nuggets, your Portland Trailblazers, San Antonio, Dallas. I'm rooting for anybody besides the Lakers. But, you know, you brought up an interesting point in something that you said. And if I can remember exactly how I want to navigate this, I'll go back to it. Look, you said something to the effect of, look, the Lakers and coming back with LeBron. You know, here's the deal, man. I really thought in my head, if the Milwaukee – I'm just going back in time now, okay? If the Milwaukee Bucks could have won the championship in the bubble, I felt like they would have been set up extremely well to run it back versus the Los Angeles Lakers, who did extremely well in the bubble, but they have older guys like AD and LeBron, right? So them running it back this year, I thought was going to be a little bit more of a daunting task. And at this moment in time, it is playing out that way, where the Lakers are a little older and the season's being close together the way they were, maybe they didn't have that proper amount of time to get off, like you were talking about, between the seasons. So now this season for them, even though they're having success, but they're in the top four right now, and obviously it's kind of gone a little bad with AD and LeBron out, but do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, with an older team like this, running it back when you have a short season between the two seasons, maybe a little bit more of a daunting task. I think what I'm trying to really say here in a nutshell, I think the Bucks missed their opportunity.
I would tend to agree with what you said with your Bucks and missing their opportunity, and, you know, not having that full off season of rest. For the Lakers to have a roster, you know, led by LeBron that may be a little bit on the older side, especially for someone like LeBron, who does take care of himself very, very well. I don't know if there's been an athlete in our generation of our life that takes better care of his body than LeBron James. So we'll see how he comes back from this. We'll see how the Lakers, you know, kind of maintain, without him and AD on the squad. But you know, at the same time, yeah, I'm rooting for everybody else. And when you're a Boston Celtics fan, you don't root for the success of the archenemy, and that archenemy is the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, again, Brooklyn, L.A., anything else will be somewhat surprised and shocked. However, you throw injuries into the equation, then I'll tell you what, the Utah Jazz or the Phoenix Suns look like a team – that could absolutely get themselves out of the Western Conference, which, look, I think would shock a lot of us. But, hey, did LaMelo do enough to be the Rookie of the Year before his injury, yes or no?
Ooh, he was certainly in the conversation. I would tend to think probably more on the yes part of that. I mean, he was showing just how much – playing in that Australian league against grown men really benefited him for that 1 year, and that he came into the NBA season playing against better grown men, that he wasn't intimidated by any of it. And he showed great flashes of brilliance as the point guard for Charlotte. I would tend to think yes, that he's shown enough. It's just too bad it got cut short for him.
I agree. Anthony Edwards as well, man, for the T-Wolves. I saw him light up the Suns for 42 points. The guy looked extremely good. I like his game at this level. So those two guys, I mean, obviously, they seem to be the front runners. But if Anthony Edwards is continuously healthy, does he wind up achieving that award because he's the guy that's available?
He gets the award because he's the guy that's available, and he'll probably have the numbers to show for it. I mean, you and I both saw him as a freshman at Georgia when they came out here to play Arizona State in basketball. And I was like, okay, yeah, this guy, he's an athlete. He's the prototypical guy that execs look for in the NBA now. Athletic is all you know what. And, you know, at the end of the day, if he's the last guy kind of standing, he's going to get it.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's been interesting to watch the Miami Heat as they were rising in the Eastern Conference, right? Now they're back in the eight hole. They've lost six straight games. Boston kind of on top of them. Were you surprised that Boston didn't make much noise or what?
I was surprised Boston didn't make much noise. And it's one of those things with Boston, they're always in the conversation, it seems. Oh, Boston's going to do this. They're going to try and do that. Ainge is looking at this. Ainge is looking at that. Well, hey, Danny, pull the trigger, dude. If we're going to be, you know, one of those teams that people have to look out for in the Eastern Conference, then start pulling some of these deals. you know, but people have to know, you know, Tatum and Brown are off the board. I mean, there's no way in God green earth that we would ever get rid of one of those two guys. But everybody else should be on the table.
Here's where I'm at with that, bro, real quick before we take a break. Look, I'm almost more in the party of let's kind of sit and wait and see if Kemba, Jalen, and Jason can get their act together, because that trio is pretty much as good as any other trio in the NBA, right? And then you just need a couple of guys to fill in. Taco Fall's been playing a little bit more. I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm not exactly sure. But they did lose the Tice guy. Were you upset about that, yes or no?
Yeah, I wasn't too happy with Tice going. He was active. He was always there. He was always available. And it was one of those things where I just thought he was a good role player for Boston. To me, he was a legitimate big. So, you know, we got a little smaller losing Tice.
All right, I hear the music. That means we've got to take a break for one final time. And then we come back, do what we always do. It's called parting shot time. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Go for listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, which, by the way, always live for your listening pleasure at 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mike and I come back late night style starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we take you into the wee hours of the evening. Mike, at this time, we always do what we call parting shots. Before you do that, though, obviously you can check Mike out on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. You can follow him there, interact with him, engage with him. Check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Interact and engage with us there. And then on IG at The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes. The Oregon State Beavers are in the Elite Eight once again. I'm just saying congratulations to my school in tiny little Corvallis, Oregon, Wayne Tinkle, Ethan Thompson, all of those guys that put in the blood, sweat, and tears and have just been battling. Never say die. Go Beavs.
Bro, I gotta give it to you, man. Look, at the end of the day, man, this is a true gift, right? Like, you weren't even expecting that team to be in the tournament. Not only are they in the tournament, dude, but they have made the most of their damn opportunity in the tournament, getting to the Elite Eight. Keep playing basketball. Wayne Tinkle and the guys, you've done a great job. So for Mike, I say congrats and kudos to you. My parting shot goes to the Bucks, man. Let's not get complacent. Let's keep playing ball. I know a lot of guys have been injured or out, but that's no excuse. You got to beat the New York Knickerbockers. For Mike, for John, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.